This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sunday marked the 100th day of a conflict between Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas that has killed nearly 24,000 Palestinians, devastated wide areas of Gaza, driven around 85% of its 2.3 million residents from their homes, and pushed a quarter of the population into starvation. The Israel-Hamas war is the deadliest, most destructive, and longest when it comes to the history of conflicts between the bitter enemies. The voters of Taiwan picked their next president over the weekend. Elizabeth Lee has more from Taipei.
Taiwan's next president will be the Democratic Progressive Party's Lai Ching-te. In the U.S., House Foreign Affairs Committee leaders say in a statement, "We condemn Beijing's attempts to influence the elections through disinformation and military pressure, and applaud the people of Taiwan for upholding democratic ideals." Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying wrote on the platform X, saying the Taiwan question is China's internal affair. Whatever changes take place in Taiwan, the basic fact that there is only one China in the world and Taiwan is part of China will not change. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Taipei, Taiwan.
Ukraine's presidential chief of staff, Andrei Yermak, said on Sunday it was important for China to be at the table in discussions over the quote-unquote peace formula process aimed at ending the war with its neighbor Russia.
Unfortunately, in Malta and today here, there is not the representative of China. We invited. We will continue to invite.
Yermak at a meeting of national security advisors in Davos on Sunday, which involved more than 80 participants from countries and international organizations.